The Course of History Must Go On by David Brant Berg.
There's one thing the Lord will not do, and that is change the course of history as He has mapped it out in His Word, so that His great plan for the future may be completed. God has to let man go his way. He has to let the world learn that the best of man's governments can be the worst, as will be the case with the Antichrist and his government. And he has to let mankind learn that. After all, God knows best. Papa knows best. This is not an experiment, because God knows how it's going to turn out. Instead, it's a demonstration of his power and all that the Lord is going to do. He's not going to change the course of history because he has already foretold the future. And he is not going to intervene and thereby negate man's free will and choice. The course of history, as God is allowing it, will move forward as God has foretold in his word. He's not going to stop the rise and reign of the Antichrist until his prescribed time. The forces of the Antichrist will try to persuade the whole world to follow the beast until the time of the Lord's second coming. In spite of the fact that there were lots of Christians in the early church in the days of Rome, and the Romans usually persecuted the Christians, God allowed the Roman Empire to go on for 400 years. The Christians suffered 10 major persecutions by the Romans, all classified and codified and listed in history. And yet God didn't stamp out the Roman Empire in spite of the suffering church of Christians scattered throughout it. In fact, the Roman Empire even helped make the Christians' job easier in many cases by their Roman citizenship and the ease of travel. In those days, the forms of travel were not very easy, but there weren't as many travel restrictions, no passports, no visas. Roman citizenship was like traveling within one country instead of from one to the other. No bag or immigration checks or customs. They had three languages throughout the empire. The legal enforced language for law and government was Latin, but the language of culture, philosophy, and religion was Greek. And of course, the language of the Jews was Hebrew, and most of them spoke all three, including some other languages. This facilitated the spread of the gospel when all the Roman Empire could speak the same languages, whether they spoke in Greek or Latin, and at home in Hebrew. But at the same time, the Roman Empire made it very tough for Christians on occasion, which the Lord used to refine and make them white and make them testimonies and examples. Why in the world did the Lord let the Romans cast the Christians into the lion's den and into the arena? Why did he let them be burned at the stake like torches to light up the games, smeared with tar, so they'd burn better? As a witness. It wasn't just what they said that counted, because many more Romans turned to their message by the way they suffered and were willing to die for their faith, singing and smiling. That was their final and greatest witness. So God is not going to stop the course of world history, even as it careens towards self-destruction, until it is time for the kingdom of God to take over. Not even for the sake of his saints. He even has a purpose for them to go through the tribulation and persecution, so that they'll be a great influence, a great testimony, and the message will spread far and wide. For the wise shall understand, and they shall instruct many and do great exploits. And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. God let the Jewish people suffer slavery for 400 years or more in Egypt. But he loved them, so through that time they grew to 6 or 7 million. That's why the Egyptians got scared of them. They were getting too numerous and too strong, and the Egyptians began to persecute them. But why did the Lord let that happen? If God hadn't allowed them to become persecuted and suffer, they likely never would have left Egypt. Even when he did save them and get them out, they wanted to go back. They said at least they had leeks and garlics in Egypt, which they didn't have out in the desert, but at least they had water. God was trying to bring them into a land flowing with milk and honey, and a land that would be their own, and where they would rule and reign for many years in safety and independence, and not be slaves under the tyranny of the Egyptians. In Egypt, they were also a living witness and testimony of Jehovah. They were, in a sense, like the Lord says of his disciples, not of this world, not of Egypt, but they were in Egypt. They were a witness of the one true God, and God gave Egypt its chance. But when the time came to leave Egypt, they didn't want to move. They said of Moses, when he came to deliver them, "Who made you a king over us anyhow? Who do you think you are? You're not the only prophet in the bunch. We are also prophets." When it came time to deliver them, they didn't even want to be delivered. Pharaoh made it tougher and tougher on them, and even made them make adobe blocks with little straw, which is very difficult to do because the straw helped to hold the bricks together. But if he hadn't persecuted them and enslaved them and made their lot harder and finally sent a whole army after them, they probably never would have left. They even complained about it for the next 40 years, that they had to leave Egypt, and all the troubles they had in the desert, and all the troubles they had with Moses, and all the troubles they had without meat, and without water, and without onions, and without garlic. They didn't really want to leave, but God was trying to take them into a land where they would have their own country, their own laws, religion, independence, and freedom. He let them stay in Egypt for over 400 years until the time was right for his plan, for his people, for that time in history to be fulfilled. The Lord destroyed Pharaoh's army and did mighty miracles, including sending 8 plagues to deliver them from the Egyptians. But then after that miraculous deliverance, they still had to suffer a bit in order to be able to have their own country and laws, and even prosperity. Sometimes the process of deliverance and the fulfillment of God's plan can get a little difficult. The method of rescue was not very pleasant for the Jews. They didn't like it. But in spite of their resistance to the method, God accomplished his purpose, and he brought their children into the land of promise. Even so, God will accomplish his purposes through the times of trouble of the future that will lead to his glorious return and rule and reign on earth. The course of history, as God has designed it, will be fulfilled in his time. God has a plan for everything. God's design, God's plan is perfect, and everything he has written in his word will be fulfilled.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.